You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Parkview Presbyterian Church in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Welcome to the service with CRE Kathy Hill. This is radio, the way it should be heard.
Welcome. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Good and cold.
I know, a little bit nippery, right? I mean, my car, I think, said it was like minus one. So, but, oh, well, it is winter, right?
Yes.
So what do we expect? Unless we live in, like, Brazil or something. That would be nice, huh?
Yes.
Warm and sunny, you know. Do we have any announcements this morning? Anything? We have the chili cook-off coming up.
Ooh.
That's a good announcement. And the talent show. So if anybody is interested in either cooking chili, we do have a contest, you know, so... We have usually three winners, so bring your best chili forward. And the talent contest has always been amazing. So just to let y'all know, maybe in, I think it's three Sundays, we have the chili cook-off. So join in and have some fun. It's always a big time here at Parkview, so come on over, you know. Any other announcements? Kind of a quiet bunch this morning, huh? Well, you know, I would like to welcome everybody here and our visitors, you know. We truly, truly love our visitors, and they truly do enhance our worship this morning. So if we all could just sign the Fellowship of Friendship pads at the end of your pews and pass them along so everyone can sign their name and we can call each other by our Christian names. And could we all rise now and prepare ourselves for worship?
He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
In his day Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety.
And this is the name by which we will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
Yes.
Amen.
This world of war, there's hope in the wreckage of my grief. There's a love that cuts me to the core, and faith in the face of disbelief. 'Cause Jesus never let me down. Jesus never let me down. Oh, He will never leave me now. Jesus never let me down. I am scared, oh, I am petrified when I think of what tomorrow has in store. There is grace to make it through the day, and the strength to make it through a million more. Jesus never let me down. Jesus never let me down. Oh, he would never leave me now, 'cause Jesus never. Never let me down. Oh, he will never leave me now. No, Jesus never let me down. Jesus never.
Now for a call to confession. This is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will forgive their evil deeds, and I will remember their sin no more. In penitence and faith, let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
All-knowing God, we confess that we have strayed from your ways. You call us to righteousness, but instead we get caught up in our own petty schemes and agendas. You call us to peace, but instead we fight with our family and neighbors. Forgive us our transgressions and bring your Holy Spirit upon us. Teach us to be righteous people. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for an opportunity yet to serve you one more time. Father, we thank you for pardoning our sins, Lord. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to repent. And Father, we are open to your will and your will only. Just guide us, lead us into what it is that you have truly called us to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now for assurance of pardon and passing the peace. God is merciful and does not treat us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his compassion for those who love him.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the teachings of Christ. A new command I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. Peace, Carm.
Peace.
Peace. Peace, Ed. Peace, Melissa and Matt. Peace.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Gracious God, as we turn to your word for us, may the Spirit of God rest upon us. Help us to be steadfast in our hearing, in our speaking, in our believing, and in our living. Amen. Amen. Now for our first scripture reading, which will come from Psalms 119, verse 1 through 8. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
TalkTainmentRadio.com has many great programs like these. A Conversation with Dawn Karima. Praise the Lord with Elder Bird. All in Our Family, just to name a few. Today's program features Parkview Presbyterian Church with CRE Kathy Hill. Radio, the way it should be heard.
So now can we have all of our young at heart and children come up for the children's message? How is everybody doing today? Miss Lucy and Belle and Blessing, good to see you guys. You know, this couple weeks we have been talking about the Sermon on the Mount. And, you know, the Sermon on the Mount is kind of like school to me, you know, because Jesus is teaching people how it is to be right with God and how it is to be good, obedient people. Now, when you guys go to school and your teacher's up there, you know, she often wants, you know, participation, right? Yeah, right. And we're always scared, huh? Well, it's kind of the same way here. You know, Jesus wants our participation. He wants us to try and be righteous with Him and to love Him and not let things bother us in this world. You know, when people are mean to you, you know, it's not our way to be mean back to them. You know, we have to be nice and we have to be loving. You know, His greatest commandment was love ourselves as our neighbors and love our God with all our heart. So let us go throughout the day and remember that and maybe look back at the Sermon on the Mount and see what it is Jesus is trying to teach us. So let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You so much today for this Sermon on the Mount and for letting us hear the living ways of our Lord to us through Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 21 through 37. And as I stated, this is still Jesus on His Sermon on the Mount. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, and then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversaries who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Adultery. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose your one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Now, divorce. It's been said anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Now, oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, or by the earth, for it is the full stone, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the devil one. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You know, I think it's safe to assume that none of you came to church today hoping for a good sermon on anger, adultery, or divorce. But our church is committed to electionary, so this is what we're dealt with today. The hard words from Jesus on these very topics. And at the heart of our Lord's teaching today is a clear concern for the damage we can cause through our anger. Our tendency to abuse and defile precious relationships. And the harm we cause when we compromise precious trust and commitments. Anger is a forceful, powerful force. And some have said that we are living in the age of anger. From a road of rage incident that recently damaged the reputation of a professional football player, to the huge crowds of angry Egyptians whose outrage brought down their government, we see the power of anger all around us. Now, not all anger is bad. Our Lord was often angry at the religious leaders of his time for the way they enslaved people under a burden of rules and requirements. And we know that moment when Jesus was outraged to find merchants selling animals and exchanging money in the part of the temple that was reserved for the non-Jewish people to worship. Jesus fashioned a whip from ropes and drove the money changers out, a classic example of what we would call righteous indignation. But that's not the anger our Lord is addressing in today's gospel. He is talking about the kind of anger that is ego-driven. The kind of anger that's filled with jealousy and resentment. The kind of anger that wills and often causes pain and suffering for those whose only offense is that they displease us. Jesus speaks about adultery and divorce today. And I doubt any of us need these two terms defined. And there's a lot of it going around in contemporary America today. But I would encourage us to think of the many ways, beyond the destruction of a marriage covenant, that the moral compromise can cause serious damage. The word adultery means literally to make something impure, to pollute what should be clean. How tempted we are every day to abuse a variety of trust we have. All of this, Jesus wants us to know, undermines our relationships with others and ultimately our relationships with God. Relationships. I'm convinced that this is what our gospel lesson is really addressing. We create a precious trust when we enter into a meaningful relationship with another. And within our family and circle of friends, at our workplace, and certainly here within our congregation. In many ways, this lesson from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is one of the most difficult texts for us to understand. Matthew sticks our nose directly into the Ten Commandments, that ancient collection that most of us would prefer to ignore or at best think of as the Ten Suggestions. But our Lord ratchets up the weight of these requirements by insisting that we cannot sleep or sidestep them and the ideas they contain. He makes this clear in verses that immediately precede our text and think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And truly I say to you, until heaven and earth passes away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass away from the law until it is accomplished. That was Matthew 5, 17 through 18. So begins Jesus' powerful commentary on what it means to live as a citizen of God's kingdom. Our Lord speaks about the importance of making peace with those around us and not allowing conflict to design us or define us or to get out of hand. He addresses the danger of unbridled personal hungers that can easily lead us in a direction that is personally harmful and generally destructive to the welfare of those around us. And finally, Jesus identifies the peril of degrading the honor that should be associated with that unique connection of two people that we call marriage. And a sign of the times in which we live is the reality that most people want to be their own priest. We don't want any religious middleman looking over our shoulder, and we want to form our own relationship with God, unfiltered by any churchly intermediary. And in short, we want to be our own pope, the final authority on what is right and wrong for us. And most of us are convinced that all we need to do is live by the simple creed: love Jesus and do whatever you want. But how can we square such a relaxed approach to ethical decision making with these hard and